And you guys already know what the topic is, so I don't have to prepare you in any way.
What's the YouTube video?
What is this YouTube?
We dasn't risk it.
I'm standing here in pieces, and you're having to lose the Scrambia!
It's a dark time for the Podosphere. Marshal Latham, striking from a hidden base, has won his first victory since forming the Journey Into podcast. During the battle, he managed to steal Rish Outfield away from the Doomsteef podcast, forming an alliance between them based on their love for Star Wars. Pursued by the Empire's sinister agents, Marshal and Rish believe they have something interesting to say about the decades-old franchise, its characters, the players behind the scenes, and the new adventures to come. Clearly, they must be suffering from delusions of grandeur.
I'm the little lie.
I'm
the little
lie. Step in, Duffin.
I'm out of it for a little while. Everybody gets delusions of grandeur.
Welcome, everybody, to the Sausage Party Podcast, where three men talk. No, go ahead.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Delusions of Grandeur Podcast, where we talk endlessly about Star Wars and all the things that we enjoy about that.
My name is Marshal Latham. I'm here with Rish Outfield, and we have Big Anklevich back with us.
That's right. Time. Big Anklevich, Jedi Knight.
Jedi Knight.
Do you remember when practitioners of the dark side used to be called Dark Jedi instead of Sith?
Yeah. Those were before the dark times.
Before the age.
Yes. We're all together at Big's house because you happen to be in town for work.
Yes.
And hopefully people are not sick of listening to us. If you are,
if you have listened to us yet,
why are you listening?
Our marketing campaign is low.
So. I love Star Wars, and I could talk about it forever. And I don't know that the show will go on forever, but until you get sick of it, I can just ramble on.
I'm good. I'm enjoying it.
And because both of you have kids, and we've sort of touched on this in the past, probably the other episode Big was in, it might have been the Dave Thompson Podcastle Enforcer episode. But I just thought it would be fun to talk about your children's love for Star Wars, if it exists, and any memories you have of showing Star Wars to your kids for the first time, their impressions, what made an impression on them. Since I don't have any kids, I did try it with my niece, and I did try it with my little sister when she was like 12. I'm trying to think of when, in 97, when the special editions came out, I took my sister to it, and she would have been 11, I guess, to see Star Wars on the big screen. And then she couldn't wait the 3 weeks for Empire to come out, so she watched the video cassette and watched Return of the Jedi. So by the time Empire came out, the special edition, she already knew what was going on. But that was impressive to me. She liked Star Wars enough to run out and watch the other two on her own dime. So
you want our... Just in general memories, or you want to throw a particular question out for us to start with? So
okay, well, Big, you have four kids. How many do you have, Marshall?
Four.
Okay, you both have four kids. Big's youngest is too little to enjoy it, although maybe likes the lightsabers and stuff.
He has played with lightsabers. I have some video of him going around and hitting his older brothers and sisters with lightsabers. Because my son still...
I remember he decapitated a Yuzum. The yes. Let him use his
yeah, I charged him four whoopee whoopee for that. That was his punishment.
It's awful. You never let the whoopee whoopee go.
I think it may be my most hated line when he says, "Oh, that costs four whoopee whoopee," and Jar Jar goes, "Whoopee whoopee," with his stupid Jar Jar voice. I'm not sure why. It's like as much as... I hate that as much as you hate, you know, like...
Because somebody deleted it from the Jedi archive? How delightful the mind of a child.
How delightfully obvious that response was. How could anyone have had to bother to ask a child? Should be the first thing you think of.
Sorry.
I was gonna say, yeah, so I've got the baby who is just about to turn two. So he's really, I mean, he's watching like the Curious George cartoon, Hero Squad cartoon. I don't know if you've seen that at all, but that's, you know, Marvel Heroes.
Oh, Superhero Squad. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Superhero Squad is the full title.
I didn't realize what that is. Yeah.
Yeah, he watches that a fair amount. And, Exorcist, you know, that's cartoon. What. Yeah, the Exorcist cartoon, and he's still in the baby steps kind of stuff. I there will come a time when I'll get to share Star Wars with him for the first time. I'm not sure when I will do that. I guess it'll probably become obvious at some point that he's ready. I don't know. I remember when I shared Star Wars with my older kids. Pretty sure the first time that they saw, I think I may have even talked to you. This was back when I was still living in California, and I think I may have mentioned to you about how I wanted them to see the actual Star Wars films and not the dang special editions. And out of the blue, I think you sent me bootleg DVDs that you had acquired from somewhere of the VHS copies or something like that. I'm not sure where they came from.
Laser discs.
So
slightly better than the VHS.
And that's what I used to show my kids, because I didn't want them to see like the Jabba the Hutt thing and you know that kind of stuff. I wanted them to know the Star Wars that I knew.
We want to shield our children from the awful truths of life.
Yeah,
as long as we can.
I'm like the dads in that Han shot first YouTube thing. You remember that one?
No.
You sent it to me, so you have seen it. But yeah, it was like this PSA, like, help your child know that Han shot first.
We will talk more about that in the outtakes.
These parents talking about, you know, how they made sure their children, you know, that they knew about the truth. But yeah, I was kind of like that guy. I wanted my kids to know that Han shot first and not the other way around. And I just wanted them to see Star Wars as it was meant to be seen. As I knew it, you know. I don't remember really doing that, though, because it was a long time ago. My son is 13 right now and very close to 14. And he's basically been a Star Wars fan forever. I don't know when I showed it to him first, but I remember when, I mean, we moved out of California when he was 4, and he was already a huge Star Wars fan by then. I remember going to the mall with him when Episode 2 action figures were all on clearance, and we would go to the KB Toys there, and we would get a couple new Star Wars guys. Like, every time I had to watch the kid, I would take him to the mall because it was something that, you know, it was free. We could go to the mall for free, and usually we didn't spend much, but we would wind up with spend some money on Star Wars guys. But mostly we would walk around, we'd look at stuff. He would throw pennies in the fountain or something, you know. I'd bring like change just so that he could do that. Cause...
And then you'd send him in the fountain to gather them up again.
Yeah. More and more. And it's like, they're in there, go get them. But yeah, you know, we would do that stuff. It's just, middle of the summer, it was nice and air conditioned for one. You know, funner than going to the park and sweating my butt off, because that's what it was like in Sacramento in the summers. And in the spring, for that matter, and a lot of the fall. But anyways, we would go...
Brought to you by the Sacramento, California Tourism
Chamber of Commerce.
We would go and get Star Wars guys, because they were selling them cheap. Like, it was... $1.99 or
really $2.99 or something. Menace figures in the Episode 2 figures, especially those Phantom Menace ones with the little talking chips. They charge like an extra $2.54 or $2.99.
Yeah, we even got, like, after a while it became hard to find ones that we didn't already have, and we started getting like that fat dude that was on like the council with Palpatine that just came in and
with the blue,
was
guy.
Blue with the we got that guy. We got like the little really small dude that worked on the pod racers. I can't remember what he was, but he was, yeah, I mean, we started getting really dumb figures after a while because, you know, we'd burned through all the rest that were worth getting. We'd already gotten the Mace Windus and the Anakin Skywalkers.
And the
Wattos. But see, there were multiple Mace Windus and multiple Anakin.
Yeah, that's true. That didn't really work. I tried, but I was doing the thing. But yeah, that is one thing that I really enjoyed. And for fun on top of that, I did a series. I think I did at least three of videos of my kids in Toyland. And so I had little toys that represented my kids. And then Anakin Skywalker would always do things with them. And Anakin Skywalker, interestingly enough, fought Darth Vader in my in my Toyland movie, which is a little paradoxical, but
that's kind of like Bruce Banner and the Hulk, you know.
Yeah, there you go. It's one of those. Yeah, it was within their mind. Anakin was trying to free himself from the evil of Darth Vader, but Darth Vader was always the bad guy in all these toy movies. Sometimes it was a different good guy, like Superman. My son got a bunch of Superman toys, and he was the good guy in one. And Ninja Turtles were in another one, but it was always Darth Vader was the bad guy.
So no good memories of your children?
No, none at all. One time, early on, after moving out of California, I braved the day after Thanksgiving, you know, melee to get one of the red lightsaber that lit up for my son to have for Christmas. That wasn't the only thing I got. Luckily, because that would have been really dumb to go through the insanity that is day after Thanksgiving shopping just for that. But, yeah, that was one of the things that I got. And he still has that lightsaber to this day. But, yeah, my son has been just a super fan of Star Wars. I think it's kind of faded out a little bit because there's been nothing.
No new product.
Yeah. For a while, there's nothing to get excited about. I'm sure once the next installment comes out here soon, he'll really get back into it. When we went to Disneyland a few years back, you know, we gave the kids an option. You know, we said you can buy a souvenir. You pick whatever it is you want the most. And he went into the shop where you could make your own lightsaber. They had like various little pieces that you could pick. You could pick the different colored blades, including the purple one, which is what he picked. And, you know, it had like the light that you could put into it, and you could pick a different shaped handle. And there was this weird side handle thing that he wound up getting that like stuck off the side. I'm not sure. It makes it look like it's supposed to be a gun instead of a...
Is that the Count Dooku?
No, it's not the Count Dooku one, which just has like a bend to the end of it. It was actually like a full 90 degrees handle. I don't know what you... Maybe you could just use that and, like, spin it over your head, almost like the double-bladed one or something like that. But, yeah, he added that onto it. And he also has that one. Those are the two we still have. We used to have, like, five or six lightsabers. I think we found one at a thrift store once and got a couple of them when they were cheap. They were the non-light-up ones, the others. But the two light-up ones he saved. And, yeah, just the other day... Oh, the baby was going around hitting people with these, and he'll turn them on and off and on and off and on and off. He likes the sound, I guess. I don't know, but who doesn't like the sound of a lightsaber igniting?
No decent American.
That's right.
Dislike that sound. There might be some red Chinese out there that.
My kids like the lightsabers. Also, one year for Christmas, we got all four of them lightsabers. And that they enjoyed that quite a bit.
The dentist enjoyed it too, with all the teeth knocked out that he was able to charge you to replace.
Yes. And I remember the first day somebody's broke or something happened where they were the telescoping ones and something happened and it didn't telescope anymore. So they were all upset and sad. How come I broke? Nobody else did.
Did it not telescope out or did it stay stuck out?
No, it stayed in.
Yeah. That's good at least, because like if it doesn't telescope, you know, because when they telescope, you're always led to stab with it. And, you know, then it should close up as you stab in, and it telescopes back in.
Yeah.
But if it breaks so that it won't telescope back in, then when you stab, you really stab.
That's not good.
I've done that a time or two.
I'm sorry, yes, yeah, Big has that special limited edition steel sharpened tip.
Well, obviously it doesn't kill, but it does hurt.
When you bruise your ribs.
When you think it's going to collapse and it doesn't, yeah, you tend to put a little more force into it than you should.
Pun not intended. But we've talked about this before. You have sat down and watched the movies with your kids. Or did they watch them independent of you?
I think the younger ones probably watched them independent. But with my older kids, you know, we watched Star Wars and then Empire Strikes Back and then Return of the Jedi. I don't remember if we shielded them from the special editions or not.
You're a bad father, Marshall. I'm going to tell Child Protective Services about you.
Just say, okay, kids, look away. All right, now you can look back.
Yeah. Cover your eyes!
Those Jawas really didn't fall off the thing when they ran into the big Bantha thing.
You showed them Porky's that way, too.
Yeah. Another cool thing that happened was my brother-in-law had three boys, and he had this whole big box of Star Wars toys that he had, you know, bought for his boys and played with.
It's okay, you can call them Star Wars. That's what the real Star Wars geeks say.
Yeah, Star Wars. So one year, or he was coming to visit, so he brought, because the boys, they had moved away, and I guess they didn't want them or whatever. So he brought this entire box of all these Star Wars toys for our kids to play with. And so that was fun to dive into that and see all the... I mean, it was mostly prequel toys, but there was a lot of older stuff in there too. X-Wings and TIE Fighters and that kind of stuff. But they have all enjoyed the movies, know all the stuff. You know, one of my boys wanted the encyclopedia with all the pictures of all the characters and knows all about them. And my older boy, he wanted to read my Heir of the Empire, or the
Thrawn books.
Thrawn books. And so he's read all those, and he's a big reader. And so he gets those books at school as well. And so we talk about that, and sometimes he knows more than I do. My wife likes Star Wars. We went to the special editions when they came out together, so we're a Star Wars family.
No, and that's how it should be. I think that's really cool. If you can find somebody who likes Star Wars also, it just solves a lot of problems in your life. I don't know. It's just such a part of who I am and what I value in life and what I look back on and the things that make me laugh and apparently cry. I've been surprised to find out that if you can find somebody that also likes that instead of just rolls their eyes whenever you bring it up, that's great. I mean, it would be cool to have conversations with, you know, a woman who, when she was a girl, idolized Princess Leia, you know, that kind of thing, or has a different perspective than I do, because almost everybody does. I mean, maybe all of us have similar perspectives because we're of a similar age and our generation came up, you know, seeing them in the theaters, and then you never got to see them again, so you get the novelizations or the cards or the comic books, and we all played on the playground and blew up Death Stars on our bicycles and stuff like that. And I don't know, I think it probably is more of a boy thing, but there are lots of girls that really like Star Wars, and now there are new characters that girls can love. I mean, Padme has tons of outfits, which seemed designed... No, I mean, I think that was intentionally so they could sell dolls, or they could sell this action figure in this dress and this one in... Was there any other reason? How many times does she change her clothes in episode 2?
She probably changes her clothes every day.
Okay.
You know, that's interesting, because, you know, I think I said on my podcast that it was my older sister that
helped me get into Star Trek, Star Wars, anything. And she could be considered a bigger... I think I know more about the extended stuff, but she reads the books, and she's really a big Star Wars fan, and her kids have gotten that too. My younger sister likes it. Probably, she's not probably as excited about it as we are. But I've known lots of women and girls that like Star Wars, too.
Yeah, you know what I think made my kids really love Star Wars and lots of other things on top of it, because they've done versions of this same game with other things. But there's the Lego Star Wars video games. We got those. That was like one of the first games that we got with our PlayStation 2 when we got that. That was years and years ago. And yeah, they played that thing and played it till, you know, it was one of those games where they played it all the way through and then they would go back through and you could get characters, you know, as unlock. As you went through, you would unlock more and more and more characters, and they would know the names of these stupid characters from the prequels, and then later they put out the original trilogy game as well. And I think there's a third.
There's a Clone Wars
extended one. There's a lot of them. Now they've done Indiana Jones and Harry Potter and so on and so forth, and they've done a lot of those ones as well. But yeah, I think it was one of those things that really made them love. That's probably the way that they got to know the names of the droidicas and the various those kind of things. They learned who Commander Cody or what.
He was one of the clones.
Stupid,
right?
Name. Et cetera, et cetera. You know, the ones that I don't care what their names are, because I'm angry about their movies existing at all. But you know, I'm sure I probably know a lot of the characters from the original trilogy version. When they played that one, I could have said, "Oh, cool! You guys got R2-D4, huh? Oh, right on! You guys got the Gonk Droid. I know that they got the Gonk Droid, and you could actually play the Star Wars game with the frigging Gonk Droid." Which, I don't know how you do that. I think the Gonk Droid actually has a real name, doesn't it? Not just Gonk Droid.
We knew it as Power Droid when we were kids.
The little walker.
Because that's what the action figure was called. But somewhere along the line, the fans renamed it a Gonk Droid because he goes Gonk
when
he walks. Yeah, I'm sure there is a better name than Power Droid or Gonk Droid. But
See, I only remember him being called Gonk Droid ever. I don't remember him being Power Droid, but I didn't collect the Star Wars guys as intensely as other people did when I was younger, just because I couldn't afford anything. I was too poor. I had a small collection, and that was the best I could do.
Your parents had the large collection of children. I don't know. In a way, I'm jealous of you guys because of that. You know, and you always want to take your kid out and play baseball with him, or teach him to ride a bike, or take him to, you know, a house of prostitution, or, you know, one of those rites of passage. And it seems like watching the trilogy with them would be really great. And if you watch the 6 movies, then, you know, Empire Strikes Back doesn't mean as much with the Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father moment. But, oh my gosh, just to be able to watch a kid process that and see, you know, if it affects that kid the way that it affected you. Seems like that. Wow, what a great experience.
Now, you were mentioning that you'd done it with your niece. You'd showed her, and with your little sister. You've got a 5-year-old nephew and a 2 or 3-year-old. I'm not sure exactly their ages, but they're at the age where they are to the point where it's time maybe to introduce them. Is that something you've considered doing?
I have, and I got them lightsabers, the expensive kind, that turn on and off and have LEDs and sounds and all that.
The ones that don't telescope?
They don't telescope.
Fancy.
The Force FX lightsabers by Hasbro. I didn't get them the big $120 ones.
You will.
I actually went to a yard sale. Not a yard sale. A guy was selling stuff out of his house, but it was all too valuable to sell in his yard. And he had one of those $120 lightsabers. And I was like, oh, geez, that's really cool. And I hold it, and it was heavy, and the blade was like 4 feet long. It was made for an adult rather than a kid. The Hasbro ones, as cool as they are made for kids.
Still made for kids.
And I was like, wow, this thing is so neat. I mean, how much do you want for it? And he knew he'd say like $75, $80, and he goes, ah, $20. So I do have one of those.
Nice.
And I can
like, sold!
I can use the adult.
Here's the $20 I'm running before you change your mind.
And the kids can use the little ones. And on like a summer's night, we'll go out back and play in the yard. And it is really, really fun. except for I'm always worried that they're going to swing too hard and
break them.
Break them and stuff. But one time on Spike, the Spike channel, it's, you know, like a channel that only shows five things over and over again. But one of them is the Star Wars trilogy. They were showing that. And I was really excited that it was on. And I was like, hey, this is the movie. This is where the lightsabers come from. And it was Jedi that they were showing. And it was getting close enough to the end where I knew Luke and Vader were going to fight. And I was like, now you'll get to see what lightsabers are really like. And Darth Vader, that I have a picture of Darth Vader on my wall. And now you'll get to see this. And they just, yeah, they couldn't focus on it. They're just too 21st century. They're too millennial or too ADHD or whatever the deal was. And I was just like, oh, okay. Well, they're not old enough then to sit down and watch it yet. And sometime I will. It's just, it's hard. The best venue for that for me would be to take a kid to a movie theater and sit them down next to you with popcorn and just watch it, because in a theater it washes over you. There's so few distractions. You're forced to look up at the screen.
No pun intended.
No. And that's how I would like to show it to them. It's a real shame that they don't keep coming out in the theaters.
I bet though that as we approach the release of the newer ones, you may well get another chance to do that. Did they do all three of them in the 3D, or did they give up? They made it to like...
They gave up. I think that they only did Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
That Episode 2 and Revenge of the Sith were removed from Fox's schedule just because Phantom Menace still made like $40 million, which is so much money for a re-release.
Yeah, well, considering that it could have cost him, what, maybe 20 to convert it in the first place? So it's basically free 2-to-1 money.
I really don't know what it would have cost. I would doubt that it was 20, because I bet a team of 10 people could do it, right?
Anyway, you'd probably need 11, actually.
11, okay. You would know better than me. But remember when they were announcing those 3D Star Warses were going to come out? And we're just like, oh, well, all we have to do is wait 3 years and the good ones will come out. And
yeah, then they never did.
That didn't happen. Yeah, Disney ought to get on that. Although I think Fox still gets the money from those. Well, from the first one. Lucasfilm would get the money from the next two. But, oh boy, it would be fun to watch those. I could even withstand the 3D headache to be able to see them again on the big screen. But anyhow, I just I am jealous of that. I would like to have somebody and say, okay, hey, I think it's time, or to see them become enthusiastic, and maybe not. Maybe it's just like, no, I like the Turtles better, or I like, God forbid, the Michael Bay Transformers better.
I like Turtles. You know, it may come a time when they ask for it, or that they decide they're ready. I don't know. For example, Lord of the Rings. It's one of those movies that's a little heavier than a Star Wars or, you know, one of those kind of films that you can show a kid, despite it being rated PG-13, you can show them to them a little earlier sometimes. Lord of the Rings is one where you probably want to be closer to 13 before you actually show them to them. And I remember doing that with my son, who's 13 now, just waiting until he got to the... And finally he said, hey, so you think I'm ready that I can watch Lord of the Rings now? And I was like, I guess so. And so we watched The Lord of the Rings. I don't think we've made it through all three of them yet still. We left that. I watched also Batman Begins with him, but I don't think we've watched The Dark Knight yet. And we just got for Christmas the Batman, whatever the hell the third one was
called. Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises, yes. We got that one just for Christmas. And I'm just like, hey, yeah, have you seen this one yet? And he's like, I haven't seen the second one yet. Because I told him with those that he has to watch it with me at least, which is the problem, because I never have enough time, especially with the Lord of the Rings movies. They're so friggin' long. So it's hard to carve out enough hours to sit down and watch those.
So Rish, when we were in Las Vegas, you were telling us a story about...
Yeah, and this is really the whole reason that I listened to you guys prattle on about your children, because you know, it's nothing worse than it's like, my boys can do such cute things. And it's like, yeah, all kids do cute things according to their parents. Anyhow, you live in Oregon.
Yes.
And before that, you lived in Idaho.
Yep.
But and neither of those places are near Anaheim, California or Orlando, Florida.
No.
Have you ever taken your kids to Disneyland and taken them to the Star Wars section?
We haven't, no.
Well, you're an awful parent, according to the Walt Disney Company. And I haven't either. I mean, of course, my kids are all, you know, in orphanages somewhere. But they have this thing at Disneyland, and I'm assuming in Orlando as well, where it's like the Jedi training camp or whatever.
Right.
Apparently, in Disneyland, they're tearing down all of Tomorrowland and turning it into the Star Wars section of Disneyland, which nice. Will be exciting, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe
maybe that'll be a good excuse to go take my kids to Disneyland.
Yeah, when it opens, you're just like, okay, we'll go there within the first, you know, 2 months. And there'll be hour-long lines just to go to the bathroom. But they have this thing where somebody pretending to be, you know, a Jedi master will take these kids and give each of them, you know, one of the nice, really nice lightsabers and say, okay, you know, you are all young Padawans being trained in the ways of the Jedi, you know, so that when the dark side, when the Sith arrive, you know, we will be prepared. And they get them all set up and explain this stuff to them. And it's all really theatrical. But I like that. And kids like pretending and all that. And so, I mean, the parents are all standing like in a circle waiting for this show to begin. And so, you know, we'll just pretend that it's Mace Windu or whatever. We'll say, you know, okay, so all of you are training and you are all Padawans and, you know, excellent. And then the music goes dun, 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 and over all the speakers, and the Jedi Master says, oh no, Lord Darth Vader has arrived. Everybody, you know, get in your positions. And he showed them, you know, where they had to stand before this thing started. And so all these little kids, ranging from like age 3 to, let's say, 10 at the oldest, will all get in position, and then Darth Vader will come and he'll say, join me, join the dark side. And the Jedi Master will be like, tell them what you think. And they'll all be like, never or no or F you. And then they fight Darth Vader and, you know, this guy that's dressed as Vader. I do probably pity him because, I mean, how could you even see where all these kids are, you know, all that. But, you know, he does
his best. How many bruises he's got on his knees from being whacked by these little 3-year-olds.
He does his best to, you know, appear menacing and swing at him a couple of times. But, you know, he's overpowered by the sheer number of these young Padawans or whatever. And he's just like, ah, I will come back another day. Mark my words or whatever. And then he flees and the Jedi Master will congratulate all these kids. And he's just like, oh, you did it. You saved everybody here. And everybody, let's clap for the Padawans. And the parents, you know, are all cheering for their kids. And the kids are exhilarated because for a moment there, they forgot that this was all make-believe. You know how it is with a kid. And then the MC will say, hey, we've got videos available of your children fighting Darth Vader for only, you know, $24.99 over
here. No way. $24.99 is half price
a and, day. I have seen this happen. And I thought it was really neat. I mean, I didn't have a dog in the fight. So, you know, I didn't have a kid up there to cheer for him. But it seems like, oh, that would just be a magnificent feeling to watch your kid forget that he's your kid and suddenly he's a Padawan and all that. Oh, that would be good. And unless
you're Dave Thompson's kid, and then you're scared to death. He was telling us that his kid was not happy when Darth Vader came out.
Oh, he freaked out when Darth Vader
came out. Yeah.
And, well, I understand that because Vader is meant to be imposing and you hear that great music. And yeah, the whole point is to forget that it's a guy in a suit. It's really Darth Vader and you're really a Jedi. But the whole reason I'm telling you this story is that somebody uploaded a video that they had made going to Disneyland, or it might have been Disney World, but let's just say it was Disneyland, with his kids. And, you know, he had, let's say, like a 5-year-old son and like a 9-year-old daughter. And they were going to be Padawans and, you know, given the lightsabers. And he's videotaping this. And they're all like, okay, everybody, you've done well and you're all excellent Padawans. But now the time has come to test out your abilities. And dun, 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 plays. And the Jedi Master says, oh no, it's Darth Vader. It's like, everybody get into position. And they all got into position. And Vader comes out and he says, join me and I will complete your training. You know, join the dark side. And the Jedi Master is like, okay, what do you kids say to him? And, you know, half of them are just like, you know, go f*** yourself. And you're just like, whoa, hey, that was a four-year-old that said that. And the others are like, never! And this little girl that was his kid, she walks up and she knelt before Darth Vader. And my jaw dropped when I saw this video. And the actors or whatever, like the guy that plays Vader and the guy that plays Mace Windu or whatever, were just like, oh, geez, what do we do now? But I was just like, holy crap, this is the coolest kid I have ever seen. She knelt before Darth Vader. She wanted to join him. And oh my gosh, I was just so impressed by how has this guy raised his kid that she would kneel before Darth Vader. I think it is the coolest thing I've ever seen on YouTube. And I've never forgotten it. Anyway, I was just talking about it with you guys when we were talking about Star Wars, because that's what I do, is I talk. But wow, it made me long to have a kid. And how proud I would be of my daughter if she did that. I mean, even though it was bad or whatever, it was breaking the rules. It's just like I would never forget that. She was in the moment. I would never have to buy a drink at a bar because I would have that story to tell again and again.
There's another really cool video of this thing that they do at Universal Studios where they're teaching you to be a detective. And they have this woman there teaching you to be a detective. And then they teach the kids some stuff. And then all of a sudden the music plays and Hannibal Lecter gets wheeled out. And he says, join me, kids. And together we can eat the organs of all the people in this room. And yeah, there's one where the girl goes and kneels before him. Oh, that was almost as rad as joining Darth Vader.
She runs over there with like a real switchblade and frees him from his restraints.
Cuts the mask off of him so that he can speak without having the little bars in front of his face. Yeah, that one is almost as good. It's much better to pledge yourself to a super mass murderer instead of just a normal old serial killer.
Piece of crap. I'm sure this child had no idea that Darth Vader had once been played by Hayden Christensen. This was the unsullied image of Darth Vader.
I wonder how many times this family had gone to Disneyland, and if this dad's like, okay, come here. When he comes out, this is what I want you to do. This will be so rad. Okay, I want you to do this.
And guess is yes, that it was all planned ahead of time, and that's why he had the foresight to videotape it the way that he did, standing wherever he did. But I don't care, man. It's just, it was so neat. And that he could get his kid to do it, too. Mm-hmm. Because in the heat of the moment, I could imagine you chicken out or stage fright. Or it's like, what if I get in trouble, Dad? What if they kick us out of the park?
Right.
You know, what if Walt's frozen head is upset with us? And so,
and just it comes out and zaps us with his... Darn, I was trying to think of the line from Monsters Incorporated, but I've forgotten it. Picked me up with his mind, and it picks you up
like a dog.
It is hard. You probably have to practice it with your kid like a bunch of times to get their courage up enough. I know that. Yeah, I think I have a kid who might be willing to do it if we ever did. Although by now she might be too old to. You were saying 3 to 10. I think she turns 10 this year, so we might be out of luck.
I don't know that they cut it off. It's been a long time since I went to Disneyland and saw that. But
yeah, it's been like 40 years for us.
40 years?
Four.
Oh, okay. I was just like, come on, man. That ain't cool, man. Yeah, see, I was going to do one where it's like a little Hispanic kid pulled out his Glock and shot Vader. But now I'm not going to say that. It's better that you did the Hannibal Lecter. But is that something... I was talking to Marshall while you were being a parent about that they're tearing down Tomorrowland at Disneyland, and it's going to be all Star Wars land.
Really?
I guess in conjunction with these new movies. If you have any interest in taking your kids to see that, or you know if that's going to be special.
That's cool, but that also kind of makes me sad. I don't know. There's more to Tomorrow than just Star Wars.
Like Tomorrowland and Frontierland had like the least offer, but it's probably just because there were the fewest rides there.
Well, Tomorrowland has Space Mountain.
Or maybe they're going to change that to a...
Change it to like Asteroid Run Mountain or something?
Yeah, but you can still have Space Mountain in Star Wars Land. I wouldn't think they'd tear down a multi-million dollar ride.
They changed the cars into X-Wing looking cars.
They already have the Starfield in there, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they have stars shining around. I don't know. That kind of makes me sad because I think Tomorrowland is cool. It's one of those things that I've liked since I was a little kid. I like science fiction in all its forms, not just in Star Wars. I mean, Star Wars was maybe my gateway drug, but I like all science fiction, and it makes me sad. And I even like, you know, I know that they talked about Tomorrowland and saying, oh, yeah, we need to really work on it because it's really more like Yesterday Land than Tomorrowland now. It's been around for so long, and none of this stuff is futuristic anymore. But I liked the non-futuristic Tomorrowland. You know, I like the 50s-looking rockets on the rocket ship ride that you would go around on. And, you know, that kind of stuff is neat, too. I don't know. It's, you know, it's like reading Asimov books.
Retro-futuristic.
Yeah, it's like reading, you know, old...
I like that. I like that term. Did you make that up?
No, I think I heard that somewhere.
Well, not to defend Disneyland or Disney, but, like, they have the Swiss Family Robinson house, you know, the big wooden house or whatever you call it.
Uh-huh.
For years and years house? And years. Treehouse. Swiss Family Robinson treehouse for years and years and years and years. And it's still there. Uh-huh. Identical to how it was 40 years ago. But now it's the Tarzan
treehouse. It's not identical. I actually was in it.
It's not identical?
It's not the... Yeah, it's now definitely the Tarzan treehouse, and they have,
well,
like,
I mean, when I say identical, it's like they didn't tear it down.
Right. They changed the stuff on it, though, so now there's, like, the place where Tarzan was when the leopard came and attacked him or whatever, and that kind of stuff is on there. But, yeah,
I just imagine that it's going to be cosmetic.
It'll be like that.
Like, whatever futuristic restaurant they have will turn into, like, the Mos Eisley canteen thing. Which, bring it on. I wish California real estate weren't so expensive because they could just build a new Star Wars land. But Orlando, they could build.
Yeah, they could build a whole Star Wars land. They could. They don't have to, you know, does it have to be centralized in those two places? Can you make one in Missouri? Put it right there in Branson or something. You can go to all the shows and then you can go to Star Wars land.
Yeah.
I mean, they built Disney parks.
Or out
parks
by Starwalker Ranch. Or
yeah, Skywalker Ranch. And, yeah, they put Disneyland parks in Paris and Hong Kong. Or was it Hong Kong? It wasn't Hong Kong.
Tokyo.
That would have been too expensive. Tokyo.
It
was
in Tokyo Disneyland.
You know, they've got them around the world. Why couldn't they just make another one? I mean, people who like Star Wars, and there's a lot of them, would probably go just to go to the Star Wars park. It doesn't need to be an extension of the Disney park. You know, it seems to me like there's places where you can get some really cheap real estate. You could put it in Vegas.
That would be really cool in Vegas. Or right there before you get to Vegas or right after you get to Vegas where there's still desert.
Right.
You know, it's like 8 miles from a city of 1 million people, but there's nothing there. That would be cool. And I'm sure somebody, when Lucas was still the owner of Lucasfilm, came to him and said, yeah, we'd like to build a Star Wars theme park and all that stuff. And why he didn't do it, I don't know.
Yeah, it seems. I mean, especially when you see, like, the Harry Potter theme park that they've got out. That's in Orlando, right?
Yeah.
Orlando's got to have cheap real estate because they just keep expanding those dang parks. Insanely. Yeah, they just fill it with sand or something so they can build on it. I don't know what the deal is, but they could easily make an entire Star Wars park, and I'm sure there's room in Orlando to do it. They might as well. They better. That's what I say.
Yeah, well, I don't know Disney's mindset on it.
Disney's mindset is...
Like, well, we're going to make billions.
Yes,
that's anyway. It. So, you know, we can continue to make billions without building anything new or without buying anything, any new places. The lines would just be longer. I don't know, but anyhow, we've gotten off track. Well, I think it would be great to take my kids to Disneyland. I love Disneyland anyway.
Uh-huh.
The Disney characters and all that stuff. But to do one of those things where you got the 3 days, and one day is Disneyland and one day is California Adventure, and it was like, hey, on the third day, we're all going to wear our Star Wars shirts or whatever, and we'll just do Star Wars Land or whatever. It seems like that would be a dream vacation. Brought to you by the Southern California Chamber of Commerce and Tourism.
To plan a trip.
Sounds like the Southern California Board of Tourism is working better than the Sacramento Board of Tourism. The complaint about how it's hotter than hell almost all year round is less of an incentive to visit Sacramento than the Disneyland is awesome.
It made me want to go. It's like
the greatest vacation ever.
Like right now? Because, oh wow, I was told that Sacramento was cold. It's like, yeah, I'm going to go there now.
No, yeah. Spring starts in February. It would be spring like next week in Sacramento.
That sounds like something that the Board of Tourism would say. Here, spring starts in February.
Yeah, unfortunately.
In my pants, every day is Valentine's
Day. Unfortunately, summer starts in like mid-April. The first year that me and my wife moved back there, the first year it was over 100 degrees, more days than it was not in May. That was an uncomfortable month. It gets awful expensive to run your air conditioner that much.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's off the topic. We were supposed to talk about Star Wars.
No, I thought we did.
Not weather in Sacramento.
I had wanted to tell that story about the little girl kind of thing and tie it into the whole parentage subject. But
we can do an episode like, give me a bunch of questions and I can interview my kids or something.
Yeah, if you wanted to do that, that would be really neat. Just asking kids questions about Star Wars and putting it up on YouTube would be really funny.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure kids come up with hilarious answers.
Yeah, they'd say the darndest things, I bet.
Shut up. But the thought of just asking a kid who's like 5, why did Anakin turn to the dark side? Because, you know, that's what Renee's kid asked her. Why would he do it, Mom? It's so poorly written, I don't understand.
There's no real basis for this decision. It doesn't make any sense, Mom.
Mommy, it's so arbitrary. How can I sleep tonight? That would just be a blast to hear a bunch of kids' explanations for that and, you know, explanations for... There's got to be mysteries of, you know, what did Yoda do during all that time on
Dagobah?
Stuff. Just to hear what kids would say would be really fun.
Yeah.
But that's for another day, or another night, rather.
Another early morning is what it is now.
Thanks for joining us for another Delusions of Grandeur podcast.
Yeah, thank you, babe, for letting us into your home and your heart.
Oh, I'll come back anytime now.
Oh. And hey, we hope you guys will come back. We're going to keep trying to do this. Does anybody listen to the Delusions of Grandeur podcast that you know of, Marshall?
I don't know of anybody. Even people that might be interested didn't even know it existed.
People that love Star Wars with all their heart and are your best friends don't listen.
Well, we'll try and promote it more on our show, but I keep forgetting.
I need to, yeah, do more too.
But what was I going to say?
May the Force be with you.
Yes. Your tauntaun will freeze by the time you reach the south mark.
Well, then I'll see you in hell.
The Delusions of Grandeur podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. This means you can share it with anyone, but do not change it or sell it. Many Bothans died to bring us this information.
Mommy, Anakin's on fire. His arms and legs are gone. What does I have the high ground mean?
That's funny.
That's what my kid did. Good stuff.
Oh yeah, we didn't get that story.
That was the whole point. Oh shoot, I forgot. I wanted to ask.
Oh, you wanted to ask? I'm still rolling.
No, we'll do it next time.
Okay.